Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Joshua. Joshua says, a lawyer's work will be more taxing than taking one LSAT per day, period.
Okay.
That's the subject line of Joshua's email.
Thank you for helping students lessen their financial burdens. Would it be fair to say, if you can't do one LSAT per day, how can you become a lawyer? Maybe to word it differently, your work as a lawyer will be more taxing than taking one LSAT per day. Is that fair? Wanted to hear your thoughts. P.S. Your videos are hooking and it's good entertainment. Okay?
Good. I'm glad people are hooked. hope we provide some useful advice and maybe a chuckle here or there.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bite. I say yes. The work of a lawyer will be more taxing than taking one LSAT per day. Oh, hell yeah. Like, not even close.
Yeah, if all you had to do was get up, get to your office, sit down and take a test, that would take you 2.5 hours, right? 3 hours?
Then
you'd be done?
I'd consider getting a job as a lawyer. If that were the case.
Yeah.
If I had to sit down and take an LSAT, that's why I thought, like, hey, I had a 179. I thought law school was going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's different and it's way, way more involved.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that law school itself really, I don't think that law school is really close to how much work you're going to do as a lawyer, because I've seen people be successful in law school with like 4 or 5 hours a day, diligent 4 or 5 hours a day, and like get top quarter of their class type of grades.
Yeah.
It's just not that uncommon if you treat it like a job.
Yeah.
But like the life of a lawyer, you're not doing the life of a lawyer in 4 hours a week, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Lawyers work long hours. I mean, there are lawyers that bill. What are the billing requirements been at the big firms? Like
2,000. Yeah, 2,000 hours, maybe more, maybe less, but it's around there. So
billed. I mean, unless you're seriously fudging it, how do you possibly bill 2,000 hours a week? 2,000 hours a year is 40 hours a week times 50 weeks.
Yep.
So if you've got a couple weeks for vacation and holidays and whatnot, then you're going to be billing. Yeah, not to mention holidays, right? Like, oh, it's Labor Day. Oh, it's Memorial Day. Oh, it's this day off and that day off. And sorry, dude, 2,000 hours per year is 2,000 hours per year.
That's 40 hours a week. And no one bills every hour that they work. It's just not possible.
Again, you're totally fudging it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could bill hours you didn't even work. Or you could bill a client. You could work for 45 minutes and bill the client 2 hours.
But here's the rub, right? You have to produce work that matches or that is justified or could justify those hours that you're billing. And really the problem for most people, especially when they're starting out, is the reverse, right? They work for 4 hours, but they can only bill two
of course.
Because that's the quality that they produced. Or
the
partner said, yeah, do this over again and don't bill for any of this because it's garbage. And we just have to, so.
We're going to have to eat it. Yeah, I mean, and maybe, but Ben and Nathan, we're not gonna go into corporate law. We're not going into big law. We're going into, we're gonna work as a public defender.
Yeah,
okay.
Then you have people's lives on the line, and you got to make sure you deliver.
And you're probably gonna work 9 to 5 in that job. I mean, that's like, or maybe 4 10s or whatever. But
yeah,
like I'm pretty sure you're gonna be working 40 hours a week if you're a government lawyer. And is that more taxing than doing one LSAT per day? Hell yeah, it is. LSAT is 3 times 35 minutes. Well, 4 times 35 minutes if you add in the experimental section. 4 times 35 minutes is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Mm. 2 hours, Ben, and 20 minutes.
Plus a 10-minute break, right? So 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours if you give yourself the 10-minute break. And yeah, that's... The law work that you're going to be doing, it takes a lot longer and it's just far higher stakes. What do you think about if you can't do one LSAT per day, how can you become a lawyer?
If you can't? Well, I mean, that's assuming you don't have a job. Like sometimes people have jobs, right? And so then It's not surprising right. that they can't do an LSAT in the evening. And it's not really effective, right? Just because.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, doing a full LSAT and then missing a bunch of questions and then being drained and not having time to, or the, you know, the mental acuity to review those is not a good use of your time. It's
yeah.
Just because you can do the brute force doesn't mean that it's an effective method for learning.
Right. And I worry that because we hadn't have any idea what Joshua is currently doing for LSAT prep, but there are people out there who think that like do a full test every single day is a good LSAT prep. And I would say it might work. Like that might certainly be sufficient, but it's not something that we would recommend. It's not necessary and it's probably not optimal. So I wouldn't say like, because you might have things that keep you too busy and because it might not even be a good strategy to pursue, I'm not going to say you can't be a lawyer if you don't do an LSAT every single day. But I absolutely will vouch for this idea that the work as a lawyer is far, far more taxing than taking one LSAT per day. Thanks for writing in, Josh. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.